Hold on.
Hello?
Hi, I think I just had a call from this number. We're disconnected. This is Sam with Cardiff.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, who was calling?
Matthew McGlynn.
Okay, Matthew, what can I do for you?
I had gotten one of your flyers in the mail, and so I was just curious to what kind of rates you guys do for some of your loans. I know it does probably vary a little bit with credit scores, but I was trying to get an idea if it's reasonable, because I know some companies that do what you do are really expensive. So,
sure. Did you have the 16-digit reservation code on the piece of mail that we sent?
Sure. It's 2311-2901-0027-0295.
0295. Okay, give me one second. Let me pull your file up and see what we're working with here. All right. What's the name of the business that you're with?
Chapelwood Craftsman.
Okay. Okay. And is this the best number to reach you at?
It's just one of them. One of the two.
Okay. Just in case we get disconnected, the phone's been a little shoddy today.
Okay.
Okay. So it looks like I got you here. Yeah. All right. So we have the billing address as 708 Willow Drive. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. All right. So yeah, it looks like what you got was a pre-approved finance offer for both equipment financing and working capital. Now, do you know what you were looking for specifically? I mean, we have a lot of different programs. I can kind of see, you know, what you're looking for and point you in the right direction and give you a little feedback.
I'm mostly working capital for right now. I do have some equipment I had considered doing a equipment thing for. It's about, probably about $52,000. But when I've checked in with a couple other companies, because only about half of the equipment or half of the value of it. It's kind of a equipment and territory package. So when I buy the equipment, I get the territory. So it's not all the whole cost is not all just equipment. It's you know, equipment plus some proprietary or exclusivity or whatever.
Sure.
I know some companies have told me that it's not really they really can't finance that.
Yeah.
As far as a secured loan.
Yeah, exactly that. You're usually looking at two different options, secured or unsecured. Typically for the equipment, you're going to go secured. When you do have kind of the gray areas there, it makes it a little difficult, but doesn't completely rule out, you know, getting a secured loan with it.
Okay.
Now, when you say you're probably looking at working capital, you did have some equipment. Is that all? Are we talking about the same thing right here?
No, they'd be two different things.
Two different ones. Okay. Okay. Well, you know, we got programs that work for both of them. Can you give me a little explanation on the equipment side of it, just so I can have an idea of what we're working at? Because always, it's usually better to go on the secured side. It's more traditional financing. You're going to have longer terms, lower rates. So if it's available, it's worth seeing if it's there.
Sure, understandable. Yeah, basically, with it's a $45,000 territory package that we get the equipment to use, which is, I don't know, half or a little more than half of the value of the $45,000. But it does include exclusive territory. It's part of the rights you're getting, you're purchasing.
Okay.
And then I had about a little over $6,200 in additional equipment accessories for that I was purchasing. So basically, I was looking at something that was going to be around $51,000, $52,000 in that whole package. So.
Okay. Yeah, I see now. Okay. What type of equipment is it, the actual equipment part of it?
The main equipment is kind of a unique spray equipment. It's designed for spraying the inside of pipes, but it's a two-pump system. It's not a single pump like a normal, you know, sprayer or painter would use. It's got two pumps because the material is kind of like an epoxy, so they have to be separated. So it actually has two separate pumps. pump this into the two separate hoses that go and combine right at the end when it sprays. So it's quite a unique system. But because of that, you can't normally you can't spray an epoxy typically without it curing too fast, and this system allows you to do it. So it's kind of a custom made spray system along with all the other attachments, heating and all that too. Keep the temperatures up.
Okay. All right, and got an idea there. Now, as far as the working capital, the separate side, is that related to the same project, or is it just something completely on its own?
Well, it's some of the working capital is for marketing, which would be of that same system as well, which is kind of why we want to expand this territory. So there would be some of that working capital applied toward marketing for that.
Oh, okay. Okay. Give me one second. Now, for the equipment, I mean, do you already have, the vendor that you're purchasing it from, and a quote and everything like that all squared away?
I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I mean, I think it would be worth it to, at least explore the possibility of financing that traditionally. And getting, we can do 2 to 5 year terms, rates in the, mid single digits, and then separating the capital out separately. Usually it's the best way to go. You get a little more bang for your buck that way. As far as just the strictly working capital side, how much were you looking for there?
Probably on the low side, maybe 60,000. On the higher side, somewhere maybe 150,000. That's where my kind of, I can do something with the 60, but ideally if I have 150, I can do a lot more and really expand the whole thing. So.
Okay. What specifically were you looking to do? Can you expand on it a little?
It's mostly for marketing purposes, marketing and also getting some additional supplies and increase our stock, inventory and some stuff like that. So.
Okay. What type of marketing are you looking at doing?
Mostly probably video. We want to increase our radio ads. And then our online portion, we could always increase that.
Okay. A pretty vast marketing campaign then.
Yeah.
Nice. Have you done anything like that in the past?
Yeah, we have. We do it on a small scale. Currently, even the radio, we're doing a small scale. So.
Okay. Do you have any idea of what type of return you see on it?
It's generally, it more than pays for the return usually more than pays for the cost of the marketing. And then we probably are somewhere between, I guess because of the cost of the media, it'd probably be like 40 to 50% return as opposed to 50, 60%. So.
Sure. Okay. All right. Yeah. So I see if you can go on a little larger scale, stretch that out a little more. All right. And did you have an idea of when you wanted to get the financing in place?
Yeah, I could do it anytime. So.
Okay. All right. So a couple basic questions for you just to see kind of where you'll fall in. What do you do for your yearly gross revenue?
Last year was about 1.4. This year we're kind of on track to do between 1.6 and 1.8.
Oh, okay. Very nice. How long have you been in business?
16 years.
16, all right. And are you the 100% owner, or what's that breakdown look like?
I am.
Okay. Keeps it fairly simple. Are you incorporated? Are you an LLC?
LLC.
Oh, all right. All right. And then as far as your personal credit, how's that look? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
Because I know I have quite a few credit lines and stuff with account suppliers. We have a lot of suppliers and stuff, so a lot of them I have a personally signed for. So between that and some of my credit card thing, I know it has affected the credit rating because of I have a decent amount of available credit. But generally, I know the two companies I'm in the 700s. Okay. The one seemed to be, somebody told me, I don't know if it was TransUnion or Experian, but it was in the 6s. I think it was, I think it might have missed it quite a few months ago, maybe like six months ago or so. I think they said it was 635 or something crazy. I'm like, really? Oh, man, it was in the 700s. So it's
lower than
now.
Yeah.
It was like really out of whack. So I'm like, I don't know why. I don't think it's that low now. I think it's because I did pay off some of the credit, open credit I had. But anyway, that's the only one that I did have an oddball one that was low. I think it was below 650, though. I think that's what he told me.
Okay, it would mainly come into play, just to give you a little insight on, you know, why I ask you, it would mainly come into play on the secured side of things. If we're able to get that equipment package as a secured loan, that is heavily based on the personal credit. So, I mean, typically we see, you know, you need to be about 670 or above. So, I mean, it seems like that probably is still on the table. But as far as the working capital goes, that is less based on personal credit, more based on revenue. Typically, for those programs, you know, credit's not going to really rule you out. We're going to be able to free up, you know, usually 10 to 15% of your top line revenue. So, I mean, 10% at what you're looking at would put you right about that 160, you know, for what you're hoping for on the capital side. So it seems like, you know, based on some initial numbers, we have something here that we can work with. Now, have you done any working capital loans before?
I have.
Okay, do you have any current ones at the moment?
I have one that I owe about $11,000 on.
Okay.
Just paying off the last bit of it.
Okay. How much did you originally borrow on that?
I think it was 50.
50, okay. And who was that with?
Direct Capital.
Oh, Direct Capital, okay. All right. How's that experience been for you?
It was good. Yeah, well, I didn't like the daily payment thing because that's tough to reconcile, but other than that, it was fine.
Okay, sure. How long was the term? Was it a shorter one, or did they stretch you out?
It was 12 months.
Oh, 12, yeah, that's pretty typical. That's about kind of, you know, right down the center of the plate as far as the working capital goes. Our programs range anywhere from, I mean, you can go as short as 3 months if you're going to, you know, turn inventory over quickly, and we go as far out as 36 months. Typically, though, for first-time borrowers, we're seeing more along the lines of 24 months as that top end. There are some cases for 36, but it's tough to qualify for. The sales have to be there, and the credit has to be there. And that, I wouldn't say it's completely ruled out at this point. I mean, the sales compared to the amount that you're looking for is right in line. And then, you know, we can kind of see what the credit, you know, how that unfolds. Now, what did you use the Direct Capital loan for? Were you able to, you know, make some money with it?
Yeah, it allowed us to do a big commercial job that we weren't going to get paid for, like, you know, 4 to 6 months on. So it actually was carried us for.
Oh, nice. And yeah, you know, it sounds like if you're working on a job, you get it in place before, and then, you know, you're waiting 4 to 6 months, that 12-month term kind of makes some sense there. You get your money back and don't have to pay too much interest.
Exactly.
Do you know what your total payback amount for that $50,000 was?
I want to say 54 something. It was the cheapest I found anywhere for...
Oh, yeah, that's really good as far as the capital programs go.
It was a great rate. So.
Yeah, that would be one of our A programs. Let me see here. 54. Okay, so let's see. The current loan, just to give you an idea now, too, what we're dealing with, anytime you have an existing working capital loan, that's going to come into play with the approval that we're able to get you.
Okay.
And typically there are two routes. The first, which is more likely in this case, is we would give you, you know, the maximum approval amount, and then from that amount we would also pay off your current loan. So right. you would pay off the current loan, and then take the remainder on top of it would be what you net on the loan.
Sure, that's fine.
And then the other option, you know, sometimes if the balances are higher compared to the sales, we would only be able to do a second position loan that would stand behind your original loan.
Okay.
But typically those are the smaller amounts, so we'd be going for that larger payoff. Now, I'm taking all these notes by hand. I always do it by hand. Okay, so it looks like we are in a position that, you know, there's probably something here that we can work with. I would recommend that we shoot to do the equipment separately from the capital. Now, if that doesn't work out, though, just because of the nature of the type of equipment that it is, bundling all of this in together under just a working capital loan, and you could, the thing about the working capital loan is it's unsecured cash. You can spend it however you see fit. So you could put that cash towards the equipment purchase. Now, would that be something that you would be interested in doing if that were, you know, the option that was available?
Well, if it was an amazing rate, then that would be fine. Otherwise, sure. I have a couple of companies I'm talking to that, you know, I know one said they could do, I could do 8%. So they could do 8% over, I think it was 3 years. Let's see. I'm drawing a blank all of a sudden, but I think it was 3 years, something like that. But
yeah, it sounds about right. And that was for the whole, is it the $45,000 for the equipment?
Yeah, like 52, something like that.
Oh, the 52. Okay, yeah. No, and I mean, honestly, that sounds like what we would shoot for, right around what we would come in at as well. Now, through the place that you got approved for that, were they offering working capital as well?
They do, but they don't. Their rates are ridiculous. So.
Oh, okay. And you'll find a lot of that. I'm not sure how many places you've gone to, but I mean, the market's become flooded with kind of outrageous outliers. A lot of times we come in much lower than what our competitors are, strictly because we're an actual bank and we're able to have, you know, we borrow money at a lower rate so we can lend it at a lower rate.
Okay.
Okay, so, you know, I know that approval is on the table for the equipment. I would suggest that we shoot for the same over here and try to bundle it with the working capital, just for the reason that when you bundle things together, you save a little more money. So you might be able to come in a little lower putting the two together. So I think the next step would be, I would just need an application. It's a one-page application. We take a look at 6 months of your most recent bank statements and the most recent business tax return that you have. From there, we can go ahead and get you approved for the largest amount and the longest term, and then you can kind of work backwards. You can choose how much of that approval you want to use and choose your term length. And inside of the term length, the rates will vary. So the longer you go, you're going to pay a little more interest.
Okay. So typically, what would be the lowest that would possibly be a rate that would be for unsecured?
For the unsecured, we usually start at 10 cents on the dollar and we work up from there. So depending on the strength of the bank accounts, the cash flow that you have, credit is a factor that goes in there as well. It will vary from there. But typically we start at about 10% or 10 cents on the dollar and work up.
Basically around 10%.
Well, that can vary. I hesitate to put it in terms of an APR, just because a lot of times the term length is not exactly 12 months. I mean,
yeah,
if you're looking at 10 cents on the dollar on 18 months, it's different than 10 cents on the dollar on 6 months.
Yeah. So when you're saying 10 cents on the dollar, 10 cents on the dollar based on a 24 or 36 months, is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, we'll give you a flat payback amount.
Okay.
So it's going to be, you know, say you borrow $100,000, we're going to tell you you're going to pay back $115,000 or $110,000 or $120,000, whichever one you qualify for. Now, depending on the term that you choose, the actual, you know, percentage rate, if you want to slip it into an APR, is going to vary.
Sure. But I'm saying, when you're like using the example of it starting at 10 cents on a dollar,
mm-hmm.
Is that typically basing it on like a 3-month, you know, rolling and on up, or are you saying like that could be like a 24 month? Because in that case, then it's a really good rate. If it's maybe 3 or 6 months, that would be a really horrible rate.
Correct. And typically, that is anywhere from the most common term that we have is 12 months. That's what we see the most of. You see a few on the short end of the 3-4 months, just because it fits the model of the business. And then once you go up above 12 to 24 or 36, those are just a little harder to qualify for. So we see less of them. But also, a important note is that these programs, the way that they're set up is once you get halfway through your first term, your initial term, we open you up to what we call returning customer, terms. So we open you up to more money, longer terms, lower rates, once you get halfway through. So it's a renewable source of working capital. And that's actually the majority of our businesses are returning.
Okay.
So I think the first step would be simply to get you approved and see exactly what your options are that you qualify for. From there, we can kind of work backwards and see what makes the most sense. And see what kind of rates that you're qualifying for.
Okay.
Now, what's a good email address that I can send something to you at?
You send it to star@chapelwood.net.
star@chapelwood.net.
Yep. So if my tax return, because we've been dumping all kinds of the profits back into the company, buying equipment and all that stuff. If my last tax return shows it as a loss because we put all the profits back in the company, is that going to hurt the rate and the approval?
No, it won't. On the working capital side of things, the number one factor that we look at is the top line. So your gross, not what you're left with. And that's the primary reason for taking a look at the bank accounts, because we're going to get an up-to-date actual look at the cash flow of the business. And that's what the approval amount is going to be based on.
Okay. And now can you do all this without pulling the credit initially and have a decision, or you still need to pull the credit?
We do have to look at the credit. We do what we call a soft pull. So we only go from one of the reporting agencies. It's Experian. And we do need to pull that, because that factors into what you qualify for. I can give you initial feedback, but it won't be entirely accurate. Looking at the bank statements and your cash flow, I can give you a general idea, but within that, there's still a pretty large range that it could vary. So it's a soft pull just from Experian. After that, it takes 24 hours for us to get an answer. From there, we can give you exactly the terms that you qualify for.
Okay. All right. But you do think it's kind of pretty much the starting point is 10 cents on the dollar. It's kind of where you guys start at.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't get any lower than that.
Okay.
I know that, and I was actually kind of blown away at the rate that you got from Direct Capital, because I deal with a lot of their customers on a regular basis, and we are usually able to come in much lower than them.
Well, it's because of New York, New Jersey, and Florida. I guess there's some type of rate differentiation that they're required to do or something, so that's why we've got an unusual rate.
Yes, I see. You are in New Jersey. Okay. Yeah.
So that's why we've got really good rate from them.
Sure. Now, when you took that loan, was that the maximum amount that they approved you for?
No, that's all I needed.
Oh, okay, sure. Sure, yeah, because I know if we're looking at 3 times, that might come into play.
Sure.
Yeah. All right, well, what I'll do is I will send you an email right now. In the email, you'll have all of my direct contact information.
Okay.
As well as the application and a list of what I would need. If you have any questions or anything on the application process, feel free. You can give me a call, you can shoot me an email, and I'll get right back with you.
Okay, great.
All right, did you have any other questions for me before you let me go?
No, I think that's it for now.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Well, I will send it over your way. It'll probably take me about 5 minutes to put it together. And then once you get everything back into me, we can go over some hard numbers in about, 24 hours once it comes in. Was that, did it all sound like something that you have together, able to get over pretty easily?
Well, there's some I'd have to pull together, but right now, just I gotta get some proposals left to get out. So, but yeah, I think I can, pull those together. So.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll send it over to you now. I'll look for it possibly tomorrow or give you a call on Thursday just to touch base and see, make sure we're on the same page.
All right. Appreciate your help.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Matthew.
All right. Thanks. Bye.